This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, you're probably not listening to this episode of A Little Happier on the very day that it went live, but in case you are, today is Labor Day here in the United States. It's a day off from work, so everyone looks forward to it for that reason. And I think that Labor Day is a great reminder to think about our own labor, our own work life, just as we should think about being grateful for everything that other people do in their work to support us, we should think about our own work. Just as Valentine's Day can remind us of the importance of having a loving relationship with our sweetheart, and Mother's Day and Father's Day can remind us to tell our parents how much we love and appreciate them, and New Year's Day can be a catalyst for self-reflection and resolution, Labor Day can be a good prompt to think about work. There are many aspects of my work life that deserve reflection, but there's one thing I want to talk about here. It's important for me, and I think it's a good thing to remember for everyone, that the most effective way to progress from point A to point B is not to work the hardest. As for myself, I know that sometimes I try to get things done with sheer force, just by barreling through myself, without asking for help, without delegating, without thinking about shortcuts or more efficient methods I could use, without asking myself, is this effort even really worth the trouble? I just power through. And that's often not very effective. It's important to work hard, yes, but I should also work smart and think about how I can achieve my aims in the most efficient way without a lot of wasted effort. And Elizabeth, my sister, told me this story that seems relevant. In the world of acting, Lee Strasberg taught an approach called method acting. And in method acting, in order to develop a deep understanding of their roles, actors use techniques to recreate the character's emotional state by recalling emotions or sensations from their own life. And Dustin Hoffman, the actor who stars in The Graduate, Tootsie, All the President's Men, Wag the Dog, and so many other big roles. Well, Dustin Hoffman is one of the most prominent followers of method acting. There are a few different versions of the following story, but this is the version that Elizabeth told me. Dustin Hoffman was working with the legendary British actor and director Laurence Olivier. And Laurence Olivier is known for his Shakespearean roles and is considered by many one of the greatest actors of his time. They were both working on the 1976 film Marathon Man. Hoffman had a grueling scene coming up where his character hadn't slept in 3 days. And Hoffman told Olivier that to prepare for it, he too hadn't slept for 72 hours. Olivier looked at him. "My dear boy," said Olivier, "why don't you try acting?" And I love this story because it's a reminder. The hardest work isn't necessarily the best work. The advice that Laurence Olivier gave to Dustin Hoffman is a good reminder for all of us. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.